Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Up in the second half of the hour, and that's Dr. Frank Newport. He's Gallup's editor-in-chief, you know, the Gallup polling company. He's their editor-in-chief, and very important guy, got a very important job, and I was with him this week. I mentioned earlier in the week that I went to Washington, D.C. this week. One of the reasons was to attend a press conference, basically a presentation of some research that Gallup has conducted on healthcare in America. And Dr. Frank Newport is one of the authors of that research, and he was one of the speakers there. And so I was invited to go up, and I had already planned on, and we made arrangements for Frank to join us today to tell you about what they reported this week, because I want to make sure that you have this information. And so Frank's going to be with us in the second half of the hour, and he's going to provide us with this new Gallup research. And you won't be surprised that I'll have my own questions that I want to ask him, that I'm looking forward to being able to ask him. And that's coming up in the second half of the hour. But first, Jordan Lampe is going to join us first. He's another new friend, Director of Communication at Dwella. And we're going to talk about how you, small business owners, how you can improve your cash flow. How about that? How you can make sure that you get your cash when you're supposed to and keep up with it, track it, manage it. He's got some tools and some ideas that will help you. Jordan Lampe, and that's coming up right after the next break. It's almost 9 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet. Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jordan Lempe is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Jordan is a new friend. He's director of communications at a company called Dwolla, and they're in the business of helping you, small business owners, get your cash flow, improve your cash flow, improve your billing, your invoicing, your collection process. He's here to talk to us about that whole world and maybe even some solutions. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Okay, Jordan, I have three rules of small business, and the first one is it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. And I'm sure you can appreciate that. None of us have enough capital, and the reason I can say none of us is because no business has all the money. No business owner can come up with all the cash that his business could possibly need. It always has its hand out like a teenager, right? So anything we can do to improve our cash flow, to maximize the impact of the cash that we have that we should have access to, is an improvement for the company, isn't it?
Yeah, and we absolutely agree. As a matter of fact, Dwolla was founded by a small business owner really looking to bypass that problem and a lot of the fees that come with traditionally getting paid.
Well, and of course, fees are something small business owners are used to. The problem is not just the fees. The problem is the time involved, right? Because I've been around long enough where I remember when before the Fed banking apparatus got so digitized, I remember when you could write a check on Monday and it wouldn't clear till Thursday. And if somebody wrote you a check on Monday, you might not have access to that money till Thursday. But now, and that was rough. That was a tough time for small businesses in some ways. And of course, what wound up happening.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.